You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Blue skies over the Mile High City, being the upper 70s today and then 80 again tomorrow. Tell me about the crazy guy.
Well, I was zipping home yesterday, cruising along there on 285. And I got off at the Sims exit because I had to hit the little Home Depot over there. And if you're familiar with that area, as soon as you get off the highway there and you get onto Sims, there's one roundabout that you go through, and then you go up a little ways, and there's a second roundabout that you have to go through, and that second one is right there at about Sims and Quincy. Well, as I get off the highway, I'm coming to that first roundabout, and I see about 15 motorcycle cops all lined up right there and a couple patrol cars. I'm like, ooh, what's going on? And all these police officers were just kind of standing around. And then I made up my way up to the second roundabout, and there's two plainclothes officers standing there with radar guns, firing them off at the people coming down Sims to Quincy. And I'm like, oh, they're busting people that are flying, so they'll make their way through that first one.
You are a very good law-abiding citizen.
Yeah, well, and I was going the other direction, so they wouldn't have got me. So they were firing it off, radaring them at the first roundabout, and then stepping out in front of vehicles at the second roundabout and just stopping them as the guys were radioing down, you know, the white pickup truck speeding.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as I made my way further down Quincy, not quite a half a mile or something like that, there was a guy standing out on the side of the road with a giant whiteboard, like one that you'd pull off the classroom wall, basically. The thing was massive. And he wrote on there with black Sharpie, speed trap ahead, speed trap ahead. And he is out there waving that thing in front of cars and stepping out and slow down. He's yelling at people, slow down.
Mm-hmm.
And I just laughed and I gave him a thumbs up as I drove by, and he goes, yeah. He had to have been drunk or something. But I went on to next door later last night, and numerous people were thanking the crazy man at Sims and Quincy for standing out there warning people of the speed trap. Now, let me ask you, is that legal? Can you do that? The officers were obviously, they could see him from where they were set up,
mm-hmm.
so they could have busted this guy at any time. I don't know how it's any different than a sign spinner out there or placing a garage sale sign. You know, I don't know what the laws are.
There have been court cases for years and years involving people who flash their lights.
Mm-hmm.
To warn upcoming motorists that there is a speed trap hit, because that's, and what's funny about that is there's an entire generation or two that has no idea what that means.
Sure. And I saw that yesterday too.
It's fallen out of practice. I mean, so some people might see, you know, cars coming the other way, flashing their lights, and they don't know what it means. It means generally,
yeah.
And there's a speed trap up ahead, and there have been, it's actually gone to trial.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the defendants have said, oh, this is, you know, freedom of speech kind of thing. You know, you can't prevent me from telling somebody what. I mean, it's really
like
complicated.
A protected speech type thing. Yeah.
So I'm wondering, you know, this would fall into the
crazy
exact
man.
Category. I'm curious of how long they were out there. If this guy had enough time to go home, find a whiteboard, write it down.
And then come back.
I mean, how long were they out there?
They had to have been out there for a good part of the day. And from the post, because I was looking at the times on when things were posted on Nextdoor, and it was over a course of, you know, 2, 3, 4 hours. So this guy made a day out of it.
This might be a bigger conversation for our show, because to me, it's not the legality of it. It's the ethical part of it, because what I've always wondered in my brain was, because I flashed my lights and warned people, and then I've had the little question in my head, should I be warning people to slow down so that they get a break, or should I let them get pulled over
because they're breaking the law,
that might adjust their behavior moving? Because let's face it, if you ever get a speeding ticket,
it changes you, right?
Yeah, 95 times out of 100.
You'll slow down.
I'm not going to say 100%. 95 times out of 100, for the next, like, month, you're driving a lot slower.
You could essentially be saving somebody's life by not flashing at them.
Exactly.
So they get the ticket and then slow down
because
in the school zone.
Because if
you
warn them and they slow down, then as soon as they get past that, they just become speed demons again.
Right.
So is it ethically the right thing to do?
And then
I think this is a bigger segment for our show.
Isn't it? Yeah, it's like so much to think about. And then my whole drive on the rest of the way home, I was like, well, you know what? I'm okay with him warning those people, especially when the officers were in plain clothes, like ducked down, hiding in the weeds with the radar gun. It's like, at least these people had a fair chance, you know?
Interesting. Well, I want to talk about that. I'm going to make a note.
We should, but kudos to the crazy man.
You know, the whole, is it ethically a good idea to warn people or not?
Yep. Something to think about.